Station 6, the scriptorium. In this room, which had a passage to a second floor, tables as much as 5 meters long were discovered, along with inkwells made of pottery and bronze, and leather ties for scrolls. This room was apparently the scriptorium, the place where scrolls were written and copied. Together with the nearby rooms, it was apparently also used by members studying at night as a classroom and library. You can imagine the long table here and the members of the Yahad writing the scrolls right in this very room. How did the scrolls end up in the caves? We can assume that some of the caves were used as libraries and archives. In 68 CE, about 2 years before the Romans conquered Jerusalem and destroyed the Second Temple, they came here as well. The members of the Yahad, who may have wanted to protect and preserve their writings, hid them in the caves. The destruction of this site spelled the end of this special branch of Second Temple era Judaism. The Romans burnt the place, and except for a brief episode during the Bar Kokhba revolt, it lay abandoned. Earthquakes destroyed the buildings, and the dust of the desert buried the writing table and the dining room, leaving almost no signs of the site in its heyday. The next station is a lookout from the tower to your north. Leave the scriptorium, turn right and climb the steps to the tower, where you'll hear about the first people who removed the desert dust from the antiquities of Qumran.